And now the political version of an argument that has found its way to the U.S. Supreme Court.
We've never seen a president act so outlandishly in regards to executive orders than President Obama. He's been a failure.
That's former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer, who while in office signed onto a lawsuit accusing the president of overstepping his constitutional authority when he ordered in 2014 that parents of American citizens could apply and get protection from deportation as well as the right to work. The DAPA and DACA programs offer a way to keep families together in cases where children born in the U.S. have citizenship but their parents don't, or if they were brought to the U.S. as children and are facing deportation as adults. Arizona's Jan Brewer and 25 other states say the president is just saying never mind to millions of lawbreakers.
The states are challenging the Obama administration's authority to grant temporary lawful presence for up to roughly 5 million illegal aliens. The bottom line is that it's another case about stopping yet another President Obama's end run around Congress. We know that Congress has established an immigration system governing which aliens may and may not enter the United States and how long they may stay and which aliens must be removed. President Obama and the Democrats, they don't like the Congress immigration scheme, but they lack in the Congress votes to change it. So he just takes executive action, and by executive fiat, his authority, he just enacts his laws.
Governor Brewer's argument will be heard from lawyers representing the plaintiffs in this case, while White House lawyers in the Justice Department will be arguing on behalf of these people.
Mothers, fathers, women, men, workers, people of all nationalities, Latinos, Europeans, Asians, students, just every type of person that you can imagine is affected because immigration is a part of human nature.
Born in Argentina, Thomas Kennedy is now an activist with the Florida Immigrant Coalition fighting for the rights of his mother, Maria Bilbao, who along with her husband brought Thomas to the United States when he was 9. Maria would qualify for protection under DAPA, Deferred Action for Parents of Americans and Lawful Citizens. She is worried about the outcome of the Supreme Court case, though, and the election in November, where she has her hopes pinned on the Democrats winning.
In November, I expect that Democrats win, and I hope they win with both House because I think it's the only opportunity that we have that immigration reform pass.
Yeah, we expect a landslide loss for Republicans.
What would you tell them about what needs to happen in the next 4 years?
I would tell the Democratic candidates that I hope that they don't play games with our community, that they don't use this as a political football, and that they keep to their word and do exactly what they said they were going to do, because the Latino vote is important. We have delivered the White House to the Democrats for the last two electoral cycles. Our support is not unconditional. The time for immigration reform is now. We can't keep kicking the can down the road. To Donald Trump, I would just tell him that he's a fool. He's a hateful, racist, xenophobic person. He has done a disservice to this country. He has divided this country, and he needs to go away.
Maria, what do you think?
About Donald Trump?
Yeah.
I think that is the monster that Republican Party create. I think that is what the Republican Party deserve. And, you know, I'm enjoying seeing how the Republican Party is destroying themselves.
One of the poorly understood facts about the immigration crisis in America is that many, if not most, of the millions of people who came to the U.S. illegally were prepared to pay a penalty of some kind once they got established as taxpayers and sort out their status through some means that the U.S. Congress would eventually decide. The last thing most of them expected was that nothing would happen except record deportations, a climate of fear in which an angry decade-long argument over immigrant lawbreakers would develop, until President Obama made an executive order that created the DAPA and DACA programs in 2014. The constitutionality of that order is what's being argued today at the U.S. Supreme Court. Maria Bilbao is a domestic worker in Miami. Her son Thomas, an activist with the Florida Immigrant Coalition, is a legal resident, which makes Maria and her husband eligible for DAPA, Deferred Action for Parents of Americans and Lawful Permanent Residents. They never wanted to be in this kind of an argument when they came here from Argentina.
We came here 15 years ago, my son, my husband, and me. It was a big crisis in Argentina. we were in a really bad situation there in a family, and, you know, it was a very bad situation in our country. My husband has here the mother and the sister and the brother. They are citizens. So we came here thinking that, you know, it's going to be easy. But when we came here, it wasn't like that. We went to a lawyer and we tried to apply for something, but the line was 22 years. And the lawyer said you have to go back to Argentina and wait there for 22 years. And, you know, we were in a very bad situation at the time. And we decided to stay.
It's your understanding that if the Supreme Court rules against the Obama administration, you could be deported at any time, right, Maria?
Yes, I know that. I know that. We just want an opportunity. We need the chance to live, work, and stay without fear of deportation. And we know that the law is in our side.
Thomas, how do you see the obstacles to the scenario that seemed pretty reasonable when your mother came here 15 years ago, but it looks impossible today?
Well, growing up, it was really hard, you know. Like, we always thought that immigration reform or some type of legal status was around the corner. You know, in 2007, we thought it was around the corner, and that failed. In 2013, we thought it was around the corner, and that failed. Even with DAPA now, we thought that was around the corner, and that got obstructed. It's very difficult living your day-to-day life in fear of deportation, driving around without a license, knowing that any little mistake could just, you know, destroy your whole life, everything that you've constructed. It's just very, very stressful and very, very hard.
How would DAPA help you, Maria?
How it's going to help me? I can drive with a driver license, for example, without the fear of deportation every single day. I can get a working permit. I can go back to my country. I had not been there for 15 years. I don't know. It's going to be completely different. It's going to be completely different. And you know, I feel that we deserve this relief. We are very hardworking people. I'm personally a domestic worker. I have been working for a family for 12 years because people like me, there are millions of Americans that can go out and work every single day because we clean their houses, cook their food, they take care and love their kids. I don't know, I really feel like we deserve respect and dignity.
And do you feel that respect and dignity, Thomas, is withheld by the U.S. government's behavior? Or is the administration saying, it's okay, as long as you don't commit any crimes, we're not going to bother you? Is that enough?
It's definitely not enough. It's what we've achieved for now. And it's really sad that even that small measure of relief for people that work so hard, and it's such an integral part of the labor force in this country, that is all we can get. It's actually very disrespectful. It's definitely not enough. Like I said, we fight for immigration reform with a pathway to citizenship. For everybody that wants to come to this country, work really hard and contribute.
What is the status of your father, Thomas?
He's undocumented. He works in construction. He has his own company. He's a job creator. He's doing well. But at the same time, his status prevents him from growing. He has really hard time getting permits. He has a really hard time driving around. Everything is very, very difficult for him. And a company that is doing pretty well could do a lot better, could pay more taxes because he's a taxpayer. He could be creating more jobs. And it's just an example of how these destructive policies keep the economy down.
Maria and Thomas, do you have health care coverage right now?
No. And that was a big issue last year. I want that Thomas talk about that.
My dad developed degenerative arthritis in both of his hip joints from doing, you know, hard construction labor. He had chronic pain for about 2.5 years. We went to a doctor without insurance or anything, which is very expensive. And they told him that if he didn't have corrective surgery, he was going to lose his ability to walk. And we were desperately trying to find someone to assist him to finance his operation, to even perform the operation. And we could not. And my dad lived like that and I may add, working every single day for 2.5 years. Through just sheer luck, my dad ended up remodeling the apartment of an orthopedic surgeon who offered to finance the operation and do it just out of his own goodwill. And through fundraising through our community, we managed to fundraise $15,000, and he managed to get the surgery that he needed. But it's just an example of how politicians have left our community behind, how, you know, the solutions that we need to our problems always come from our community, from the bottom up and not from the top to bottom. Other people don't have the resources or the networks that we have, and the lack of health insurance really could really, really destroy families and really, really destroy lives. We've seen people that have had cancer and that have not been able to get the health care they needed, and they've died. People die because of this.
What will you be looking forward to in the oral arguments? Anything particular you want to hear?
I'm going to be there. I'm going to be in Washington, D.C. And I don't know. I think the law is in our side, and I think we are going to win. We were fighting for a long time for DAPA. It was our victory, and we are not going to have them to take it away.
And we hope that we're treated with respect. We hope that they give us the dignity we deserve. We believe that we are going to win. And let's hope that the Supreme Court is on the right side of history on this.
Thomas and Maria, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Maria Bilbao is an Argentinian who's lived in Florida for the last 15 years with her son, Thomas Kennedy, an activist with the Florida Immigrant Coalition. They joined us from WLRN in Miami.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.